Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
It is Thursday, April 4th. This is The Drive. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for downloading today's podcast. Usually, we're on the air on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930, but we got preempted today due to Pittsburgh Pirates baseball taking on the Washington Nationals. So I appreciate everyone downloading the podcast today. I've got something special for you. You won't hear it on the air. You will hear it only on the podcast, and that's an interview I had most recently. And that's an interview I had recently with Aaron Dobson, Marshall football's wide receivers coach. Of course, Aaron knows a thing or two about catching the football. He had a tremendous career at Marshall University. So we'll have that for you, and that's exclusive to the podcast that's coming up here in the next few minutes. There are a lot of things happening. Of course, we are about a day or so removed from the public introduction of Cornelius Jackson as the new head coach of Marshall basketball, replacing Dan D'Antoni. A lot of kind words for Dan D'Antoni in yesterday's presser. And I had an opportunity to receive a note from Dan D'Antoni. He shared with a few members of the media. I want to read that to you right now. Dan said in his note, "I want to thank the many players, staff, and herd faithful for the wonderful ride you gave me. My hope is I gave you some memories that make you smile along the way. My car is not pulling out of Huntington, and I hope to see you as we support Marshall, the Tri-State, and West Virginia. Love you all. Go Herd, Dan D'Antoni." And that note was shared with me earlier, so I appreciate Dan thinking of me as well. And Dan's right, we had a lot of fun along the way. Dan did give us a lot of memories, and so I think we should remember Dan with fondness. Dan's just no longer the coach of the Marshall Thundering Herd. Dan will always be a supporter of Marshall athletics, including basketball. And there were some fun times to have. Dan D'Antoni, it was never boring with him as the head coach. And the Herd got to go to the NCAA tournament. That's something that I didn't think I would see for a long time. And Marshall not only went to the NCAA tournament while Dan was the head coach, but also won a game. Important steps. Hopefully that will become more of the norm as Marshall basketball continues. And of course, if you missed any of Cornelius Jackson's comments from yesterday, you can listen to the episode that aired yesterday on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. It's the episode that is previous to this one. So if you missed that after you listen to this one, you can get the next one, which should be April 3rd's edition, and you can listen to some exclusive comments from Cornelius Jackson and also Nate Martin and Obina Anachili Killen. So good luck to Cornelius Jackson. I look forward to covering him as he now assumes duty as the head coach of the Marshall basketball team. There are a couple of things from yesterday I didn't get a chance to really go into, so I want to do that before we hear Aaron Dobson's interview. First up, Marshall, another honor coming the way of the track and field program, and it's Marshall runner Abby Herring. She's the Sun Belt Conference Women's Track and Field Athlete of the Week. And that's the fifth time she has won that honor. She's having an outstanding season for the Thundering Herd. Also, Marshall's first-year coach, Kim Caldwell. She is the 2024 Spalding Maggie Dixon NCAA Division I Rookie Coach of the Year. That was announced from the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. That award honors a WBCA member, Division I head coach, who led their team to a successful season during their first year on the sideline. So Kim Caldwell earns that honor, and she deserves everything coming her way. What an outstanding year she had for the Marshall basketball team. Marshall baseball coming up tomorrow on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 as the Thundering Herd's going to take on Texas State. We're going to have that game. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be over at Jack Cook Field before the broadcast for the show, so we'll be back on the air. And speaking of Marshall baseball, the weather that came through the tri-state this week that really had a devastating impact on a lot of points in between Huntington and Charleston and even beyond, a lot of damage to a lot of property on the I-64 corridor. Well, one of the places impacted by the weather was Marshall University. So repairs are happening today at Jack Cook Field. That's following the storm damage that occurred on Tuesday morning. About 60 to 80 feet of fencing, it's being replaced in the right field, and that was after the weather blew it over. And the work should be completed ahead of the series opener with Texas State. And, of course, again, that's coming up tomorrow. We go on the air at 5:50. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. That'll be the first of the three-game set to take place at Jack Cook Field this weekend. And, of course, games on Friday because we've got basketball action for you on Saturday. And that's the NCAA Final Four. Those games will be right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. NC State will take on Purdue. That'll air at about 6:09. And then Alabama will take on UConn. And that will immediately follow the first game. And March Madness coverage brought to you by Doghouse Beer Garden. So looking forward to all of that. And, of course, if you can't wait to get your basketball fix, the NIT Championship game tonight, 7 o'clock in Indianapolis. What a venue for Indiana State taking on Seton Hall. Wouldn't that be special for Indiana State to win it in Indianapolis? So the NIT championship game coming up tonight, 7 o'clock if you need a quick basketball fix before we get into the Final Four. So that's pretty much everything that is happening today that we would have talked about. Of course, we would have taken your text. We'll do that on Friday, so don't forget. Program it in your phone. Have it ready to go for Friday. The text line is always 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. You can also find me on X. I'm at Paul Swan. I would appreciate everyone who listens to the podcast. If you're on X, I'd appreciate the follow. And if you follow me, you never know. You might find out something that you don't hear on the podcast or on the air. So I always appreciate everyone who follows me on social media. So I did promise that I would have an exclusive interview with Aaron Dobson. That's something that you're not going to hear over the air. I'm not going to rebroadcast it. I'm not going to play it back. It's going to be something that's only here on the podcast as a thank you for everyone who downloads the show on a daily basis and listens to me through the podcast. So here is my conversation. This is unedited. This is just me talking with Aaron Dobson during Marshall's Spring Media Day. We talked about a lot of things. And, of course, Aaron, the wide receivers coach, he knows a thing or two about catching footballs at Marshall University. Here's my conversation with Aaron Dobson. Where you're at now, it's, you know, spring ball, it's a little different on this side, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually really exciting. You know what I mean? Obviously, just being back at Marshall, right, being back at my alma mater, this came full circle, honestly, you know what I mean? So it's super exciting to be here. I'm excited for spring ball, and then we got an extremely talented room, man, so I'm just excited to see how it's going to play out.
What's different for you? You know, you've gone through it on one side. Now, what's been the biggest change or challenge for you, especially here at Marshall?
Right. For me, I think it's I try to embrace all the talents that I get, honestly, you know what I mean? So for me, it's more so about really trying to develop these young men, you know what I mean, and really trying to give them some game and experience that I kind of lived through while playing here, playing in the league, and just giving them my true experience and just trying to help them grow and grow as men and grow in the game of football and learn more about the game and obviously develop just better characteristics, better morals, and just become a better man when they leave here.
Does it help that you're not that far from the game, you're not that far separated, so can you even just pull out the film right now and go, okay, here's what I did?
Yeah, I think because I've played at a high level, obviously play here, I think obviously I just get instant credibility, right, because I played it at the level that a lot of these guys want to play at. So I think I'd get instant credibility for that, and I think it goes a long way, and I think they respect that.
As far as your personal expectations, you know, what are you looking for, you know, for this season for you?
Well, me, I mean, my goals is to be the same as team goals, right? We want to be the best team we can be, you know what I mean, and go out there and do our job and play hard, play well, put a tough team on the football field, just go out there and compete and execute and let the chips fall where they do. But and then we just harping on just obviously just going out there playing hard, being tough, playing smart, fast, and disciplined, and letting everything else take care of itself.
As far as talent evaluation, you've seen some good talent over the years. You know, where are you at right now? I know it's still early, but you know, where are you at, and what are you expecting?
I think we got a deep receiver room. I do think that it's still a lot of evaluation to go through as we go through spring and summer and camp. But super excited. I think we got some playmakers on the receiver offensive side of the ball in the receiver room. So I'm excited to see as we progress through spring how the lineup, or not really the lineup, but just seeing how guys flourish and see who separates themselves.
Do you anticipate any challenge? I mean, you got a new offensive coordinator coming in, new system, so the continuity's not there from last year. Is that more beneficial for the kids that are coming in and for the players who are here? It's a fresh slate, right? Or are there inherent challenges?
I think it's kind of both, right? So I think it's a kind of advantage for everybody or benefits everybody that everybody's starting at zero, right? Everybody's starting in the same place, right? It's not like transfer guys are coming in and they're behind because it's a scheme that the guys that's been here, they've been in it before. It's a new scheme to everybody, right? So everybody's starting at zero. So to me, I think it's a good opportunity for me to be able to evaluate how guys learn, you know what I mean? How everybody's starting at the same plane and seeing who can really rise to the top, you know what I mean? So really seeing what the cream rise to the top.
How exciting is the system going to be?
It's super exciting, you know what I mean? Just trying to do some things, try to be an explosive team, right? Make some big plays. So I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
And how challenging is with a system like this? You want to win games, you want to have balance, and you want to make fans happy. Right. You know, so you got to juggle all of these things.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think for us as a coaching staff, we're just trying to do what we need to do, right? Do our job, work hard, you know, reiterate to the guys and help them learn and be able to really understand the scheme that we're trying to put in front of them, right? Not trying to make it too hard or too easy, just make it simple for them so they can go out there and play fast. That's what we want. So if we say as coaches all the time, if we get guys out there and they're thinking too much, that's bad coaching, right? So we want the guys to go out there and not think as much and just go out there to play fast. So that's our aim and point, man, is to really obviously build a camaraderie within the team, within the coaching staff, and just get ready for camp and get ready for the season.
What's the chemistry like with these coaches so far? I mean, there's a lot of turnover. It happens every year. So the challenge there as a coaching staff is to work on yourselves as well.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So far, I think we've all kind of just gelled really, really nice. You know what I mean? Obviously, me and Dahi kind of met early on, you know what I mean, when he was coming in. I think we was on a connecting flight together, actually. And we kind of just chopped it up there on the plane and kind of hit it off right away. So I think everybody, the whole, every new staffers, kind of just, we welcome them with open arms, and you know, it's gonna be fun. I think the camaraderie is really, really getting better.
And that was Aaron Dobson, Marshall's wide receivers coach. I'm Paul Swan. Thanks for listening to the podcast version of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We're not on the air today. For those of you that usually listen to the show on the air and you decided to grab the podcast, we were preempted by Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. We'll be back on the air at our normal time tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from Jack Cook Field as the Thundering Herd getting set for a 3-game set with Texas State. And we'll have all that play-by-play action. It'll be our showcase game of the week, the Friday game against Texas State, right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Once again, thanks to everybody who downloaded the podcast today. I do appreciate it. And you can follow me for more updates on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Paul Swan. You can also find us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. Just search The Drive with Paul Swan. Thanks for downloading today's show. I'll be back with you tomorrow over the air on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.